Okay, I've got Old Fiddle, number 19. It's a Magini model, made around 1920. It's German. It's got a kind of a brown or kind of a yellow ground covered by red spirit varnish, highlighted. It's in good shape with no cracks. It's been played a lot.
This is my third one.
When I got the fingerboard, it was very.
I'm not coming to be around this minute. Jeez, I'm on a hot streak.
Playing the fingerboard and set it up and everything, and it actually sounds really good. Got a nice, even, deep tone. Very powerful violin. It's got good volume, at least under the ear. It's got the gusto that you need for a good bluegrass fiddle. Old bridges that I put on these fiddles are old bridges that I get from violin shop buyouts and whatnot. They're all old, so you just can't get new bridges that are as good and dry as these. Even if you pay pretty good money for them, they're just not dried out yet. Some of these are from around World War II era. Anyway, very good fiddle. Fiddle to tell you about, other than it just needs a new home. It's just not getting the love and attention that it needs around here, because I only have about 125 fiddles right now, but they're always cycling through. So if you have any questions on it, let me know, and I'll be glad to give you my guarantee on this violin. If you don't like it, send it back. It'll find a home, I guarantee you. It's just too good. Why Kenny Baker's in no real worry about me taking his job. Anyway, thank you for listening.